job, music team. That was Andrea and Alan and our own Del Dozier. Wow. Thank you. Beautiful. I always loved that song, and it's been too long since I've heard it. So thank you for that again. Well, as I told you, we have a very special guest speaker this morning. Reverend Lanny Howard has been in this movement the better part of 30 years. She started when she was in high school. I want you to know, she's a young lady. She was a member of the Golden Gate Spiritual Community in Corte Madera. She became a licensed practitioner, which is no small feat, and further decided to be of service and became an ordained religious science minister. And she has served for the better part of 10 years at the Sierra Center for Spiritual Living in Grass Valley, and I've had the pleasure of attending there and hearing her on several occasions. So we are so looking forward to your words this morning. We hope you feel welcome, Reverend Lanny.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. And it's great to be talking about this thing called spiritual mind treatment. Now, if you are here for the very first time, you are probably saying to yourself, spiritual what? Mind treatment? But this is actually just a methodology, a way of doing what we think is an effective prayer. Now, have you ever had a member of your family who cooked up something, and they just sort of put a handful of this and a pinch of that and all this kind of stuff and came up with these beautiful meals and, you know, this dish that was just amazing, and you said, wow, could I have the recipe? And they said, well, you know, I put a handful of this and I put a pinch of that and, you know, I just sort of feel it. So there's no recipe, so you can't repeat it. Well, Ernest Holmes, who was the founder of the Science of Mind and Spirit, back in the beginning of the 20th century, you know, he wanted to use a scientific method. He wanted to get a recipe for effective prayer. So he studied Jesus and Buddha and all of the spiritual masters to see how they prayed. And based on what he had come up with, he came up with this thing called spiritual mind treatment that we could all use to make more effective prayers. So today I'm going to tell you about the five steps of prayer, which you'll learn much more about in the foundations class. But it starts out with a step called recognition. There's five steps, actually. But the first step is recognition. And the step of recognition says, there's a something amazing and wonderful that created everything that is. Something invisible created everything that's visible. And we get sort of that feeling when we see something amazing. Did anybody here get to see the eclipse last year? I went up to Oregon, and so we were out there. And the thing is, especially if you've got a whole bunch of other people around, and then you're all watching a natural phenomenon, and you get that feeling of wonder and amazement. That is the feeling tone that we want in the first step of this recognition. So it's really about feeling. We say words, but the words are just to generate a feeling in us. So I might say, how wonderful and glorious it is that I live in this universe, that every night the stars are, I can look out into eternity. I can look out into infinity. And I feel that awe and that wonder. You know, you see the Grand Canyon at dawn. You see a sunset that's just amazing and beautiful. and you think, oh, every day a gift, every day a gift. And so we have that feeling of awe and of wonder. And then we remember the second step, which is unification. This essence, this energy, this life force created everything out of itself. So we're part of that. We're not separate from the universe. We're in it and of it. We were created by that same energy, that same life force that created everything, created us. Think about right now, your heart is beating, circulating your blood, taking oxygen to all of your cells, picking up waste and delivering it to your liver and your gallbladder and all these other places, delivering it to your skin so that all the toxins can be released. It's that wonderful cycle and circulation of life. We're transforming matter into energy every time we eat something, right? So we are amazing. And we found out now that there's all these other little microbes living in us. So we have a whole universe going on here. Every single cell has an intelligence to it. Every cell is operating according to a plan for what its function is. And how it responds and how it acts is based on what we think. Because unless you stub your toe or get into some kind of physical accident, everything your body knows about what's going on comes from what you're thinking. Are you fearful? Are you sad? Are you happy? Every one of those feelings, every feeling is generating a bunch of chemicals in our body that either nourish ourselves or freak them out. We are the king or the queen of this universe we call our bodies. So what we think is really important. So the feeling in this step is unity. We feel the unity with the infinite that created us. So we feel that unity. I am one with this force, with this creative force, and actually, I'm co-creating my universe. It's, Tamakiv says, how we respond to things in our universe is our life. Our response is our life. So we get to choose our response. We don't even know that we can do that sometimes. We don't remember that we have a choice about how to get through something. We have a choice. So in this third step, we are doing something called a realization. And this is where we realize that we are that. That there is a part of us that is immortal and invisible and perfect and whole and complete. And so what we want to do in this step is to call forth that perfect invisible into our experience right here and right now. We want to change our thinking to align with the invisible intelligence of the universe itself, to recognize our own divine nature, what we might call our higher self. So we are in this third step, bringing up a situation, a problem, something that's occurring in our lives that we would like something to change. So we think about that. We think about what it is. Okay, I'm going to do this treatment because I am having some physical pain. So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to think about the pain in the treatment. I'm going to say anything constricting or constraining in my life, any beliefs that I may have, known or unknown, I'm going to let those go. I'm going to set them down. I could always pick them up again if I wanted to, but I'm going to set them down for this moment. I'm going to let that go, and I am going to claim freedom. I'm going to claim a perfect movement. I'm going to claim what it is I want. So this is an act of shifting away from what we don't want to what we do want. In Christianity, you hear the word repent a lot. It usually means you've been sinning. Well, of course, we think a sin is a mistake. Oops, we made a mistake, and maybe that mistake is a mistaken thought that we had. So we're gonna shift our thought away from whatever the situation is, towards what it is we want to claim as true for us. And it might be a thing, but the thing we have to remember when you're asking for a thing, the new home, the new car, the relationship, the job, whatever it is you're claiming, remember what it is that that thing creates. It creates a feeling. If you get the car, you have the feeling of freedom. If you have the house, you have the feeling of safety and stability. If you have the relationship, you have the feeling of love and connection. And so what you're doing there is generating through your words those feelings. Those feelings of what it is you are desiring to experience. Because in that, when you have generated that feeling, you are activating what you've probably heard about, the law of attraction, right? The universe responds by corresponding to our energy. So when we put out that feeling tone, it gets it. Spirit, the universe, doesn't speak English. It doesn't speak French, it doesn't speak Hungarian, it doesn't speak Spanish, it doesn't speak our languages. It responds to feeling. So we're saying the words just to generate the feeling. That's what gets responded to. We have to know what it is we're asking for. We have to know that it's ours, that we're not asking some guy in the sky who may or may not answer, who may or may not give us what we want, because he's sort of a nasty dude. You know, he can be really angry all the time. It's like, whew. No. What we're working with is an energy like gravity or electricity. You can use that to be helpful or you can use it to be hurtful. Up to us. Up to us. We get to decide how to use this co-creative energy that we're working with. So in this step, we are absolutely being clear on the feeling and holding to that feeling. And then we move into gratitude. But before, I want to tell you a story about doing treatment one time. I went to a women's retreat. I don't know if you've heard of Women's Spirit up here. I know that Maggie was involved with that when she was down in Santa Rosa. But there's a women's retreat, and they had a fire walk. So I had never done a fire walk before. So I decided I was going to do this fire walk, right? And it was a big ritual thing, you know. I mean, we did the whole setting up the fire, and there was a whole ritual around that, and dancing in the moonlight, and blah, 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 and the fire is going, and blah, 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 and then it, you know, dies down, and then you got to walk across it. Well, you know, I was recently in Science of Mind, and, you know, I was like, yeah, I got this, you know, little spiritual ego going here. And so I walked across the fire and everybody cheers, woo-hoo-hoo. And then I stood there for another hour and a half while other people were walking. and I'm standing with bare feet on the grass, you know. And then I went to put my shoes on. I couldn't get the shoe on. It was hurting so badly. So we went up and we got some aloe. And so I went back to my cabin and I was washing my feet. They had a little sink out there, you know, it was a Boy Scout camp. So they had like a little fountain thing over there. So I lift my foot up. I look at my foot. Man, it is blister from one end to the other. It is like horrendous blister. Now, I'm supposed to do a breast cancer walk for 50 miles in 2 weeks after this. So I look at these feet. I wash them thoroughly. I put the aloe on. I put some socks on. I get back to my cabin. It's really hurting. I take some ibuprofen. And so I'm laying in my little sleeping bag, and I said, okay, I have used this treatment stuff on anxiety attacks, and it worked, but that was invisible, so now I'm going to work on something visible. I need these blisters to heal, because I need to be able to do this breast cancer walk. And so I did a treatment with feeling, lots of feeling, big time feeling. I did so much feeling with that. And then I nodded off to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, I took my socks off, and I had two little black dots and nothing else. And nothing else. And I did that breast cancer walk. And I thought, okay, I got it. This stuff works, but it really is about the feeling. It really is about the feeling, and it's about knowing that what we are saying is the truth. So we don't hope that it's true. We know that it's true. We know. Ernest Holmes says, between prayers, try to keep your mind poised in such a way that you do not contradict what you've said in your treatment. Keep your mind open at all times to a divine influx of new inspiration, new power, and new life. So what we have to do is maintain that feeling. Every time that negative feeling comes up, we switch back to that positive experience that we want to have. So we continually are reminding ourselves of that in the third step, what it is we want, and that everything comes from that feeling that we are putting into the energy of the universe. So then we get into our fourth step, which is gratitude, and we're grateful because we're already feeling the feelings of having what it is we want. We're already feeling those feelings, and we know that the law is responding in the invisible right here and right now. And so we're grateful, and we say that. I'm grateful to know that this is happening now, and that all of it is unfolding in perfection. And then we release it. So in other words, we're not going to just keep thinking about it all the time. We're going to let it go because the law has to do its work. You know, when we plant the bulb in the fall, we don't pull it out every couple of weeks to see if it's growing, right? We don't, you know, that does not work. We have to let it go and know that it's happening. Just remind ourselves, no, I put that into treatment and it's happening. And it's happening. And if we feel like we're getting a little shaky, we can do another treatment to remind ourselves. And sometimes it's like a little diamond. It has different facets and we understand, oh, I need to incorporate this other thing into that treatment, and so I do. I incorporate that other thing so that it can make it even more powerful. So I'm letting go of something else I realized was in the way, perhaps. So part of that is also that when we do this treatment, we have to listen and look for how the prayer is being answered. Because it isn't that we just sit there and go, okay, God, go do it. I'm just going to sit here and wait for it to happen. No, we have to do our part. But part of doing our part is figuring out or listening to what our part is. And we get signs and we get things coming to us from many directions. You know, we could hear something over on the radio. We could overhear a conversation. Sometimes, you know, I go by and there's a poster, you know, there's a sign on the freeway that says just what I needed to hear in that moment. You know, it's like, okay, the universe is just telling me I got your back on this. But the thing is, when we release, what we're doing is we're turning it over to the Universal Ways and Means Committee, as my friend used to say. The Universal Ways and Means Committee is going to take care of the how. We have to be centered on the what. And then the how is done by this Universal Ways and Means Committee. That happens when we release our treatment into the law. So the law is going to do its work. And we don't have to worry. Worry is a form of negative prayer. Have you ever worried about something and then sure enough, ba-boom. I lived in Santa Rosa when I was going to ministerial school, and my roommate there always used to say, that back door is so weak, somebody could just kick that in. And she used to say that all the time. So then she's away on vacation with her family. I come home from a class one night, about 10:30 at night. I open the garage door, and sure enough, somebody has kicked in the back door. And they have robbed the house. They got to her stuff, but not mine. I didn't lose anything. But she lost all her jewelry and all of this stuff. It was terrible. But, you know, she was worried about it, and worry is like putting a thought out with a feeling, and the feeling is fear, and fear is a very powerful emotion. So what we fear, we need to look at, because our life is not supposed to be consumed by fear. We are shifting the fear into love, into goodness, into heart, into wholeness. So we're about shifting the fear so that we don't have that worry and concern all the time. I have a sister who's a natural worrier, and I have to talk her out of it so many times. I have to shift, 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 shift. Repent, repent, repent. Repent means shift your thought. Did you know that? Repent means change your mind. So it's about changing our mind and meditating and opening for the answers. One time I lost my glasses, and I had been looking for a week. I looked in all the places I thought these glasses could be, and I did not find them. So then I'm thinking, oh man, I'm going to have to go get some glasses. I have to buy some new glasses, and I don't have any insurance, so, you know, it's going to be a sizable cost, blah, 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 telling my story, la, 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 blah, 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 blah. So what happens, I do a treatment, and I did it in the morning, and I was sitting on my bed, and, you know, I did this treatment for my glasses, and then I noticed on the foot of, near the foot of the bed, I have these little tags that I use to point to things in the reading so that I can grab a reading. So it was like a little pointed arrow. Well, sure enough, the arrow is on the bottom of the bed. And I'm looking at the arrow, and I said, okay. So I went to the other side of the bed, and I looked under the bed, and sure enough, there's the glasses. I mean, when we're open, all kinds of things can happen. But the thing is, about this practice is we have to practice. Practice, practice, practice every day. So when we get confronted with a problem or a situation or something comes up, I mean, Michael Beckwith says, the news is our prayer request. So when we get upset about the fires, we go to prayer. When we get upset about the wars, we go to prayer. When we get upset about the disasters and the floods and the boats overturning and lakes and whatever else is going on, we go to prayer first. We go to prayer first. And then we open to what it is that is ours to do about that. Maybe we're going to donate to the Red Cross. Maybe we're going to fly out there and help where we can. Maybe we're going to, you know, I don't know what. But we're guided to what is ours to do if we listen and if we start with prayer. Praying for the highest and best good. Now, when we pray for someone else, the thing about these prayers as well is they're always what you would want for yourself, you would want for everyone. In other words, you not saying, I want it and nobody else can have it. Just me, because I'm special. Well, what we want for ourselves, we want for everybody. I would love everybody to have all this health and all this prosperity and all this right work and, you know, loving relationships, all of that. Whatever it is I want for everybody. We do no harm. We do no harm. And when we pray for other people, the first thing is, we cannot assume that we know what they want. So you talk to the person. Would you like a prayer? Would you like me to pray for you? What would you like me to pray for? What would you appreciate? If they say, I don't know, then you figure it out. But if you don't know what to pray for, you can always pray for clarity. That's a great thing to pray for when you're like stuck. What shall I pray for? Clarity, guidance. It's there, it's available. The universe is withholding nothing. It's giving everything. The only limiting factor is us. So we open to that, we let it flow. If we can't contact the person, or they don't say, you know, what they want. The other thing we can do is we can always pray for their highest good. We can always pray for the highest good for their soul's growth. Because we don't know what that looks like at all. It might be something that we think looks not so fun, but it might be the very best thing for their soul's growth, for their continued consciousness expansion. Sometimes that doesn't look so easy. Sometimes we have to get the whack on the side of the head in order to get it. Because we can all be a little unconscious and stubborn and stuck. And so sometimes we need a little shaken up to get us to realize what is important, what is ours to do, and how we can be part of recognizing an awakening to our own spiritual magnificence and creating a world that works for everyone. So prayer is a tool, like anything else. If we practice with the tool, you know, we're learning a craft. These five steps that I've given you, the recognition, the unification, the realization, the gratitude, and the release are the recipe. But we know that once you learn the recipe and you can create things, then you can move from being a craft to being an art. Then we can become spiritual artists with this treat with this recipe. We can add our own little spices to it. We can see what's really working for us, because this is a science, the science of mind and spirit. We have to figure out what works, because that's where the proof is in this pudding, is did it work? So that's what we're doing. We're trying out this science. We're tweaking it. We're figuring out what is working for us so that we can live that fulfilled life that we came to live, so that we can be the full and complete expressions of God, participating in a world that works for all. So let's do a treatment. So we just open in this moment to the recognition and realization of that power and presence that created this entire universe, that put this planet at just the right angle to receive the rays of the sun to change the seasons, and enough water so that there are lakes and rivers and oceans, and there are mountains and valleys and just this beautiful landscape created here, created life itself in and through everything, and it's beautiful, and it's creative, and it's abundant, and it's all in balance, and it's continually balancing itself and aligning itself and bringing itself into greater realizations of wholeness, because it has that pattern of perfection that is whole. And so I know that in that pattern of perfection, I exist, that I am part of that pattern of perfection, as is every person in this room. Every person is part of that pattern of perfection, each one individualized with unique gifts, unique talents, unique ways of bringing love and joy and harmony and wholeness into the world. And so I accept and know for each of us that opening to that divine consciousness that allows us all to realize and recognize what is our to do, what is ours to do, what is our part in creating the world that works for everyone. Is there an opening to kindness? Is there an opening to love? Is there an opening that I can recognize and realize for every person here that brings us all into a greater recognition of our unity and our interconnection and our wholeness? And so I accept it. I accept that wholeness. I accept that unity. I accept that goodness that is flowing in, around, and through all in a greater way in this moment, that each individual opens to that greater realization of that good. And I'm so grateful, grateful, grateful to know that this is so, to know that greater experiences of joy and kindness and peace and love and harmony and wholeness are being expressed and realized in this moment. And so with great, great gratitude, I let it go. I let it be. I let the law do its work, knowing that the law says, yes, I've got this. And so I let it do what it does, and knowing that it's good and very good. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.